At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Restaurant industry leaders will meet ministers today. The recent VAT increase back from 9 to 13.5% is likely to be up for discussion as business owners nationwide say it's been catastrophic for Ireland's cafes, gastropubs and takeaways. Now, News Talk Sarah Madden has been on the road hearing from those impacted and she's with me now. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You're back from your travels. Where have you been? Who have you been talking to?
Yes, I am. I'm back in Dublin after a week travelling around the country. I've been making my way from the suburbs of the capital here to the pubs of rural Ireland, and I have to say I've been sampling some of the fare as I've made my way across the country, Pat. I've been in with award-winning chefs and really good local chippers, so I've been well fed. But what I've learned from speaking to those at the Coalface is that last year's VAT increase is just the latest in a succession of strains on the sector. So these are blows that seem to have hit each type of eatery and location in really different ways. So we'll begin the journey anyway, Pat, here in Dublin, just around the corner from the studio at Hugo's Restaurant on Merrion Row. I started by asking owner Gina Murphy what life for a restaurateur has been like in recent years.
Horrific. It's like being in a never-ending car crash. But, I mean, it's been very difficult, very challenging. And we are resilient people in the hospitality industry, but it tests every fibre of your being. It's wonderful to be back open again, at least. You know, COVID was horrendous. We're back open, we're back trading, but it's fundamentally changed the city centre of Dublin, which was an office-based environment. I mean, we didn't have we still don't have a huge amount of residential. So with remote working, we've really taken a hit on our covers. Covers wise, we would be down 30%, 31%, based on pre-COVID, to the point that we don't open on Mondays anymore, because, you know, if you can work from home, you'll do it on a Monday and on a Friday. So Friday, which used to be our busiest lunch, is now our quietest. The VAT is a consumer tax, okay, but it is built into our pricing. OK, so it does have a really direct effect on our pricing of our menu items. So if you take in 2023, pre the increase in the VAT, if we did 100 grand worth of sales, of food sales, we would have paid 9,000 in VAT. In 2024, considering that we're down 15%, so take it off 85,000 of sales, we pay 11,475. So we're paying over 2 grand more on 15,000 less of sales. If we had to pay 9% VAT on the 85 grand turnover, we'd be paying 7,600. So that difference of, you know, 4,000 is huge to the business. It's the difference of your maintenance, replacing furniture, changing a table, you know, glassware, crockery, everything has gone up in price. I think for our industry, we're looking at a catastrophic landslide of closures. These are just small businesses with hardworking people. And if they're telling you that the model is broken, trust me, the model is broken.
And that's Gina Murphy, owner of Hugo's Restaurant. A catastrophic landslide of closures, she says.
She says, yeah, and she's really clear about that. Gina has actually written to more than 150 ministers warning about what she sees coming. And I suppose if we look at what's happened with the pubs, Pat, you know, there may be some truth to those fears. Just to echo what we heard from Eamon there in the news headlines, more than 2,000 pubs have ceased trading in Ireland since 2005, and that's a reduction of nearly a quarter. Now, I know today we're talking about restaurants, but those closures have had a knock-on effect on other businesses around them. So when I was making my way out west, I stopped off in Nico's Takeaway in Ballinasloe in County Galway for a bag of chips, a cheeky bag of chips. I get mine with extra salt and extra vinegar and some garlic sauce on the side. But I spoke with Nina, who's the manager there, and she told me how business has changed post-COVID.
A lot of pubs that were closed during COVID and never opened again after that, let's say for this street only, there's no pubs open whatsoever, and it used to be two nightclubs and 5 pubs open when I came here. So it's a huge change. For weekends, most of the income would be from, let's say, 12 o'clock at night time, midnight, until morning. Because we'd be open Friday, Saturday until 4, half 4 in the morning. Whereas now, you only get the nightclub open for bank holidays weekends. Even if there is a nightclub, let's say maybe 3 o'clock, everyone's gone. So that affects a lot. And then the prices are varying a lot. So you could get, let's say, the main thing we get in here, the potatoes, you could get them this week, let's say, for 20 euros, but the next week they'll be 25 a bag. And that has a lot to do with UK's exit from EU, because most of our spuds come from there. So it's kind of hard to plan ahead. Now, where it comes to food, we don't have VAT, you know, for like spuds or burgers. But then all the packaging, that went up. The prices, they go up, let's say, by a 50 cent here and there. But when you add them up, they're up there. But I know it's hard for them to kind of control the prices for random stuff we get. But like, the time we had the VAT for 9%, that was the best. It was still quite manageable, you know. It didn't cut that much into your profit.
And that was Nina, manager of Nico's Takeaway in Ballinasloe. Let's talk about staffing too.
Staffing, yeah. That's another real area of concern. Now, for Nina, she says her staff is small and it's loyal. But I talked to takeaway owners in Athenry and Cashel who are really struggling to get and keep staff. Actually, one man, he told me he's down to his last official staff member. So he's had to rope his wife in. And they're tied to the chip pans from open to close, he told me, to keep the place afloat. But from there, I made my way down to Limerick to speak with the owner of the Castletroy Park Hotel, Pat McDonough, who I'm sure you, Pat, and I know your listeners will probably know better as the managing director of Supermax. Uh-huh. Yes. So there's two restaurants there in the Castletroy, and Pat McDonough says hotel restaurants in regional cities are really struggling big time when it comes to staff.
The overheads in the hotel restaurant business are greater because there's more staffing needed, there's more costly staff and chefs, etc., required. So overall, I would have estimated that it has cost about 15% more turnover to run a business this year than it did last year. And that's a considerable amount. Generally speaking, after COVID, it was much more difficult to get staff. And so staff wages increased considerably. So paying a chef now, you're paying them at least 20, 25% more than prior to COVID. Also, as I say, it was quite difficult to get staff because some people that may have immigrated. There's less people entering into the hospitality industry, but we supply accommodation for pretty much some of our own staff. And I think that's a big help to us in maintaining staff as well across the country. But it is a cost as well. I heard Mr. Cummins say that two restaurants on average per week have closed for the first 7 months or 8 months of the year. I think that will probably increase to 3 or 4 because it's a situation where, whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, I think there's a recession looming, and that's going to affect every business, not just alone the hospitality business.
That warning coming from Pat McDonough, who's been in the industry. What
does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
40 years or thereabouts?
45 years, yeah, which is incredibly impressive. But actually, he's beat by the Tracy family and their legacy in the Heath on the outskirts of Portlaoise town. I dropped in there, Pat, to their thatched establishment. It's really quite idyllic looking, to speak with Niall Tracy, who told me about the history of that business and how they're bracing themselves for the future.
We think it goes back to the late 1700s, so I would be the 8th generation of Tracy to serve here behind the counter. It's always been a pub and something. Mm-hmm. It was a pub and a farm, it was a pub and a shop, a local grocery for the community, it was a pub and a petrol station, and now it's a pub and a restaurant. The lorry drivers are the ones that started the restaurant. They used to come in, maybe have a drink, and Ma would make them a toasted sandwich or something, and that's how the whole idea of a restaurant started back in the 80s, was just feeding hungry lorry drivers. It in the last few years, it has been challenging. The rising costs have just, you know, it's this year we had to do 2 price increases on our menus, and we've never had to do that before. The fact that they're all kind of combining together and kind of hitting at the same time is difficult. The new minimum wage, it's great. We're all for it. But it's the fact that it's just going to hit around the same time as the VAT, of 50% increase in our VAT, on top of the rising costs of goods and materials, on top of your electricity, on top of your gas. There's a lot of factors that are beyond our control, granted, but there's some factors that are within their control. When you get used to that 9% and then all of a sudden that's kind of taken away, it's a huge impact on business. And it could be the making and breaking of, as we were seeing, I suppose, across the country, it's been the making and breaking of people. And also, they are all local jobs. When all them little places are taken away, where is the meat point for people? Where do they go?
And that's Niall Tracy of Tracy's Bar and Restaurant in Port Alicia. Now, Sarah, Niall mentioned the minimum wage there. Can you remind listeners how that has changed?
Yes, of course. So this January gone, January 2024, the national minimum wage was increased to €12.70 per hour, which is up from €11.30 last year. And that might not sound like a lot, but the knock-on effects to that hike have been quite difficult for some businesses to keep up with. So we spoke with Gina Murphy at Hugo's earlier on, and she told me that at the time of the minimum wage increase, there was only one member of staff on the minimum wage, but that person was then earning more than her superior. So the superior needed an increase, and so on and so forth, all the way up the chain of command. So the outcome is that this year, Gina's payroll will cost her 97,000 more than last year, which is not insignificant at all. Now, let's be honest, there are business supports available to restaurants, and we really should say that. But according to Gina, those are quite complicated to access. They're time consuming. They require admin and resources that many businesses like hers, I suppose, don't really have. And Gina says a flat increase of, or decrease, I should say, certainly not increase, of the VAT would be a really streamlined way of helping businesses provide for those wages. And her thoughts are echoed by Kira Lynch-Burke, who is the owner of Sage and Stone in Duleek in County Meath, who spoke to me over a pot of tea and a bit of carrot cake.
I'm in the cafe business. I'm in the daytime business. There's only so much you can charge in the daytime business for lunch. I have maxed out what I can charge. I nearly closed in March because I said, I cannot possibly ask people for more money than this. And a friend of mine said, Kira, you sell homemade food. Everything is made from scratch. People will pay for that. But how much do you pay for a scone and a coffee? How much can you expect a pensioner who's on a budget to pay for a scone and a coffee? In the restaurant business, it is highly labour intensive. So when you have 34 people trying to run a place 7 days a week, everyone needing their work-life balance, everyone needing their time off, their sick pay, their holiday pay. Like, staff is our biggest cost. What my accountant said was, well, what if you put in, a few vending machines to, you know, instead of your takeaway, you know, you just, people pull up. People don't want a vending machine. Well, I don't think they do. So I tend to work about 60, 70 hours a week. So when I work out my pay, I'm probably on €6 or €7 an hour. So that's what all restaurant owners are having to do at the moment to keep the show on the road. And to be honest, they're running out of road. They're running out of energy and enthusiasm because there's nothing left for them at the end of the day. And I think it would be an awful shame if the government turned their back on independence in this country. And there would be people who'll say, well, if you can't afford to pay your staff, you can't afford to, or you can't have a business. Look, that's what we're talking about. If you want restaurants in this country, you need to reduce the VAT rate, because at the moment, like, they're talking about putting another euro on the minimum wage. So if you're talking about giving anyone a chance in this country to survive, you're going to have to reduce the VAT rate, because they're talking about a living wage. But it's very difficult for us to compete with the Googles, the Facebook, the big pharmas, the, you know, who are making thousands, millions in profits. They can afford to pay. But the local shop, the local restaurant, the local hairdresser, the local beautician, they can't afford to pay their staff anymore. So they're going to have to do something about the VAT rate. And then if the minimum wage has to go up, well, then maybe there'll be something left in it for that.
And that's Kira Lynch-Burke, owner of Sage and Stone in Duleek in County Meath, not far from Dublin. One of the texts here, the pubs and restaurants are paying the price for the gouging of the hotels, who are like the Wild West with their room prices. And, you know, when the hospitality industry is meeting the ministers today, they'll be told, well, your price has jumped twofold 100% up on the day before Oasis announced their gigs, the prices for next year. So, difficult one, isn't it?
Definitely, yeah.
Hotels doing well, particularly in the capital, and huge prices, huge profits. And meantime, the cafe down the road has to close. Some more of the comments. The health and beauty sector also under pressure from VAT. This sector, like the hospitality one, has a very high labour content at 30%. Wages and salaries, particularly at the lower end, have suffered huge inflation during and since COVID. This, together with a huge increase in other costs, particularly energy, are where the pressure is. Adding 4.5% to all sales, not costs, has been fatal for a lot of businesses and put excessive strains on others. That's from Brian. COVID has changed the world of dining. So the business model needs to change also. Some restaurants are open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday evenings with one or two customers inside. That's crazy. I don't see why public money should be used to support businesses that have made poor decisions. Also, any VAT reduction would need to be ring-fenced so it's not provided to hotels who are experts at price gouging. As bars and restaurants close, the music industry is seriously affected. The MEAI met with the Minister Chambers last Thursday to highlight the high VAT rate, 23% for services, 13.5% on ticket sales for that industry. And a final one, we're tired of listening to the hospitality sector moaning about the VAT rate. For years, they paid low wages and poor working conditions for staff. Look at the price hikes in hotels and coffee shops. Even when the VAT rate was reduced, they didn't pass on the savings. Too many coffee shops and restaurants in our cities that are simply not needed. That's from someone called Pat. So there you are. Sarah, thank you very much for joining us. But if you're short of a few bob, well, we could be helping you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.